Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. How does a ship's trumpeter end up leading the Pifferi del Doge? Zorzi Trombetta and his sons were the heart of Venice's most prestigious wind band at the end of the 15th century. But Zorzi spent his early life aboard mercantile galleys in the Mediterranean and beyond. The sea has always been a musical space, though one that's easy to overlook compared to those on dry land. This hour, we'll explore the impact of maritime culture on music from the 15th through 18th centuries.
Per fugo tra i fondis, fallo
an anonymous three-part setting of Cracovia Civitas, performed by the ensemble La Morra. The poem, by early 15th century dignitary Stanisław Czovik, honors the city of Krakow and the Jagiellonian royal family. Zorzi Trombetta da Modon was a ship's trumpeter and professional wind player who lived from about 1420 to 1500. He spent his early career on mercantile galleys with trade routes between the Low Countries and the Middle East. Details of Zorzi's life are found in a personal notebook mainly devoted to shipbuilding and seafaring, with a few folios of notated music dating to the 1440s. It's a unique artifact from a time when professional instrumentalists rarely read music. Long before the advent of marine radio, ships' trumpeters were tasked with hailing other ships and port officials. Also used by military trumpeters, heralds, and civic watchmen, fanfares were an effective way to communicate over distances through which voices couldn't carry. Like Zorzi, ships' trumpeters often cultivated musical skills beyond signaling. In this live recording, we'll hear a trumpet fanfare followed by a counterpoint from Zorzi's notebook, adapted for four-part wind band with an additional tenor. An excerpt from the notebook of ship's trumpeter Zorzi Trombetta, adapted by Raffaella Bortolini and performed by Ensemble Seraphim. Two items copied in the notebook are attributable to composers already well known in Zorzi's lifetime, Guillaume de Machaut and John Dunstable. These were likely intended for use as models in his study of notated composition. Let's hear the Dunstable chanson that Zorzi collected, Puisque m'amour m'a pris en déplaisir. Thank you. John Dunstable's Puisque m'amour m'a pris un déplaisir, which appears on folio 6 of Zorzi Trombetta's notebook. Peter and Timothy Davies directed the Medieval Ensemble of London. Zorzi had settled in Venice by about 1480 when he began serving in the Doge's personal wind band, the Piffari del Doge. In addition to providing music for ducal processions, banquets, and services at San Marco, the players freelanced at ceremonies held by the city's many scuole grandi and parish churches. Ave Maristella, Hail Star of the Sea, is a Marian hymn that appears in manuscripts as early as the 10th century. The idea of the Virgin Mary as Stella Maris, the guiding star of the sea, became a popular devotion for seafarers and travelers and is a namesake of coastal churches to this day.
Ave Maris, Stella.
Ensemble Unicorn with the first verse of Ave Maristella, followed by its keyboard intabulation in the Codex Faenza. Marian hymns like Ave Maristella were often used as the basis for larger works, and as a popular Vespers hymn, it also features in Claudio Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610. Ave Maristella from Claudio Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, performed by Tragicommedia and Concerto Palatino, led by Stephen Stubbs and Leo van Doeselaar. Pausing briefly in the early 17th century, we can look to another cultural artifact from the waters around Venice, the barcarolle, a traditional song sung by gondoliers or with a rhythm reminiscent of the gondolier's stroke. Adriano Banchieri's Barcaruolo, in his magical comedy Barca di Venezia per Padova, parodies both boatman and passenger. We heard two Barcaruolo numbers from Adriano Banchieri's 1623 Barca di Venezia per Padova, Das può che la mia barca and Das può che semo zonti in tel portello. Dominique Wies led Ensemble Clément Jeannequin. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're exploring maritime music this hour on Harmonia. Grand tourists of the 18th and 19th century influenced the prevailing concept of the barcarolle as a sentimental song attuned to the rhythmic stroke of the gondolier, usually in 6/8 meter. The Venetian dialect canzoni da battello that they heard, however, were often bawdier than those that appeared in parlor songbooks. Coquetta, Betta e Cate tells of the boatman's adventures with three women. That was Carlo Gaifa singing Coquetta, Betta e Cate, an 18th century Venetian boat song. We even run into instruments with nautical names. With a single string and body length of up to 7 feet, the tromba marina definitely ranks among the strangest of early bowed strings. Also known as a trumpet marine or nun's fiddle, this instrument was particularly popular in 15th century England and 17th and 18th century Germany. Its name may refer to the long conical shape of its wooden body, as well as the association of the trumpet with marine signaling. Women musicians, such as nuns, who weren't permitted to play brass instruments, could substitute tromba marina when sacred compositions called for trumpet. A small amount of music written specifically for tromba marina showcases its unusual character. In Wolfgang Eaton's Pastorella, whose title translates roughly as Pastorella or Latin Nativity Song, a tromba marina duet heralds the birth of Christ in alternation with shepherdess narrators.
Thank you.
recitative and aria pastorella for the Nativity from music from Swiss cloisters with Tromba Marina, Thilo Hirsch led Ensemble Archimboldo. When we think about maritime music, the first thing to come to mind might be rustic tunes sung by drunken sailors of yore. Sea shanties even had their moment on TikTok in 2021.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bowed up down, oh, below my bully boys blow.
Scottish postman Nathan Evans launched a music career after his rendition of The Wellerman went viral, with thousands of users adding their voices to digital duets and choruses. Here's a clip.
Right whale bore, the captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da.
TikTok user Nathan Evans singing The Wellerman, the tune that sparked a social media trend dubbed Shanty Talk. That particular tune is a whaling ballad from New Zealand, rather than a true shanty, but the term has become a catch-all for songs of the sea. A shanty, or chanty, specifically is a work song in which a leader sings a line in alternation with the rest of the crew. They were influenced by the work songs of enslaved Africans, but used primarily by Anglo-Irish sailors. The call and response patterns helped regulate the rhythm of group tasks aboard ship. We'll hear a Revolutionary War-era shanty called Sam's Gone Away.
I wish I was a cabin boy aboard a man of war. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. I wish I was a gunner aboard a man of war. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. I wish I was the bosun aboard a man of war. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. I wish I was an officer aboard a man of war. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. I wish I was the captain aboard a man of war. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam's gone away aboard a man of war.
That was a Folkways recording of the shanty Sam's Gone Away, sung by Cliff Halsom and John Miller at Mystic Seaport in 1976. Hearing traces of the sea across genres and centuries reminds us of the ubiquity of maritime culture in the early modern era. Seafaring was a way of life and backbone of economies, and ships the vectors of cultural exchange and colonialism that shaped the world of today. William Billings' anthem, You're a Clyden, published in his tune book Psalm Singer's Amusement in Boston in 1781, is dedicated to the tribulations of those who, like Zorzi Trombetta 3 centuries prior, quote, occupy their business in great waters.
They that go
Thank you.
friends assembled on the wharf to welcome them on shore.
And all huzzah!
That was Eura Clyden by William Billings. Paul Hillier led His Majesty's Clerks. Now to our featured release. La Mora's latest album draws upon manuscripts linked to early 15th century Krakow. As Poland's capital city until 1596, Krakow was among Central Europe's largest cultural centers, and extant sources feature Franco-Flemish and Italian compositions alongside those of Krakow citizens Mikołaj Radomski and Petrus Wilhelmi de Grudenc. Released on Rame in January 2022, Mirabilia Musica features plain chant and polyphonic mass and hymn settings, as well as Latin carnival songs and narratives of local events. We'll hear another Ave Mari Stella in two-part organum from Jagiellonian Library Manuscript 320. an unattributed Ave Maristella in two-voice organum performed by La Morra from their 2022 Ramé release Mirabilia Musica, Echoes from Late Medieval Krakow. While the majority of tracks on this recording are texted, La Morra's instrumental ensemble includes clavicembalum, organetto, recorder, plectrum lute, and fiddle. The following untexted ballatum by Radomski survives in manuscript at the Biblioteca Neradova in Warsaw. A ballatum by Mikołaj Radomski performed on organetto, fiddle, and plectrum lute by the group La Morra. The Jagiellonian University in Krakow was established in 1364, and many of the musical sources that survive from this period are associated with clerics who were enrolled or taught at the university. The final track we'll sample from Mirabilia Musica gives us a glimpse into 15th century spring break. In breve regnum erigitur, a brief reign is established, the students elect a king to preside over their carnival. The final verse reads, "For the election of a king becomes the neglect of study, and reading is abandoned the whole week."
Per arguta Nam quaeregis selectio, fit studine lectio, ac desolatur lectio. Tota septimana.
That was Breve Regnum Erigitur, A Brief Reign is Established, from our featured recording La Morra's Mirabilia Musica, Echoes from Late Medieval Krakow. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Chelsea Belt. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Wendy Gillespie, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.